Recall we mentioned the United Nations Habitat One plan that came down at the Vancouver Convention in 1976. Under this plan, all humans that once lived on farms and in rural areas, so-called wildlands, will be relocated to cities, now referred to as human settlements.
And the idea is that if you concentrate populations into specific areas or zones, less energy usage, less water usage, and less transportation. So people will have less reason to leave home. They'll stay in their homes. They may even work out of their homes. And so they're not going to be using their cars. They're not going to be using energy. And they're not going to be using water.
Since, as we saw earlier, the UN is not big on property rights, it should come as no surprise that the first private property to be phased out will be single-family homes, what socialists at UN headquarters consider suburban sprawl. Instead, we the people will live in apartments and condos in megacities near railroad tracks. Our super-tall dwelling units will all be built to UN-specified building codes authorized by ICLEI, COGS, the ADA, and a myriad of NGOs and other friends of sustainable development. While the animals run wild in continental corridors, we, the humans, will live in transit villages and smart cities.
Smart growth, or new urbanism, is that ideology that says that you shouldn't have more space than you actually need. So if you're a couple of people living in a three-bedroom house, well, you don't need that extra space. So why do you have it?
There's a clear, concerted effort to make it really just about as miserable as possible to exist and use your own private transportation, own your own home. All impetus and incentive, in financial and otherwise, is to convince people that it is unsustainable to live in your own home, have air conditioning, that is there. Duty as a human being, as a global citizen, you see, you basically exist and little more.
Our high-rise, stack-and-pack dwelling units, complete with smart meters and smart heating systems, will make sure no one uses too much energy. And if they do, the energy police, with help from the neighbors and eye-on-the-street surveillance systems, will be right there to handle the situation.
If they can put 1,000 people in one building, it's a whole lot easier to know what they're doing, where they're going, and how they're thinking than it is if you've got 1,000 people living in a rural or suburban area. And so the stack and pack is multi-story buildings, multiple families living in the same spot, walking in and out of the same door, always being able to be managed. And smart meters play a big role in that management, as they can measure everything that you do in your life when you're using smart appliances.
If you have a garden or a single family residence, while you're watering your garden, you're maybe have more than one bathroom, you're taking too many showers, you're using more than your 10 gallons of water a day. And this is unsustainable. So you need to be removed from your single family residence.
Anybody that's got a couple of acres of land and his own water supply and can grow his own food, these people are a threat to the collectivist society because they aren't going to go to the politicians and say, please feed me, please clothe me, please give me shelter. That's the secret behind Agenda 21. They want people out of the country. They want corporations out there growing all the food and that kind of thing, but they don't want anybody living out there.
To describe human settlements and the food sheds that sustain them as modern-day concentration camps might be a little over the top because with no cars, parking lots, or air travel, everyone will walk and use bikes, so they will be fit and healthy, at least as healthy as the genetically modified foods they are forced to eat will allow.